This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com.
This is Packaging News Weekly with Adam Keefe, Corey Connors, and Velio Matos.
What's up, guys? How's it going? It's Monday, May 9th. I was going to say April something, but no, it's May 9th. We've got Corey Connors at Corrugated on TikTok and hosts the Sustainable Packaging Podcast. And we've got Adam Peake at Packaging Pastor on TikTok and host of People of Packaging Podcast.
Man, we're bringing the energy. I need the energy this Monday. I'm exhausted. Let's bring it.
All right.
Wake up, my friend.
Velio Matos, host of Package Design Unboxed, packaging professor on TikTok. So yeah, I'll be down. Yeah. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. First, let's kick off. It's May 9th, 2 days after May 7th, which May 7th was National Packaging Design Day. And funny enough, it's a day I created, I invented about, I don't know, feels like forever ago. I think it was like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. How do you create a national holiday?
So is it like on a calendar somewhere? Like, did you get it like published or is it like?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, National Packaging Design Day is May 7th every year. And what I did was, one, it was an opportunity to, I was speaking at a Dialine conference on May 9th. So today, for example, and what I told the team at the Dialine was, look, we're going to make May 7th National Packaging Design Day. We're going to get everybody to post on social media with hashtag National Packaging Design Day to draw attention to it. And then, you know, we'll do a big reveal. We'll have a big party that night. And then I paid for the party. But that was like celebrating the day. So creating an actual day, there's a website called nationaldaycalendar.com. And you can go to them. And a lot of companies do this. They go to that particular website and you pay, I think it's like $1,500 to create a day for whatever, on whatever day you want. And it gets published on their calendar. They push it out through PR to all the other calendars. And it just becomes something out of nothing. So, I mean, it's all marketing. Cool.
But we should make the package deal day.
There you go.
I think we should make it in conjunction with Boxing Day. We could have like Unboxing Day and Boxing Day, and just because, you know, we don't really get to do much with Boxing Day here in the U.S. So, you know, maybe we could have an Unboxing Day
the next day.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like that song. Was it the Unbirthday song? A Very Merry Unbirthday to You. It would just be
exactly
every day is Unboxing Day until it's Boxing Day.
Yes.
There you go, man. So thanks so much for joining us, guys. Really appreciate it. I know we've got a few of you guys here watching. We'd love to know where you're calling in, like a radio show, where you guys are watching this from. I know we've got Andrew
from Andrew, New Jersey. Good morning. Man,
thanks so much for joining us again. We've got quite a few, which is really cool. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Reynaldo, I'd love to know where you're messaging us from. And
I'm gonna go with,
we'd love to know where you're calling us from.
Tarwin Sega, maybe.
Man, you nailed it.
I don't know. But hello. Well,
thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Good morning or good evening, wherever you are.
Yes,
sir.
We got the Rock City coming in. So
the Canadians, they're here talking about Boxing Day.
That's right. Man, we got Canada. Canada's coming in hot.
Hey, what do we got going on Wednesday? I think we need to talk about that real quick.
Is there something this week? I don't know.
Big news. We'll be in Vegas together. Waste 360 on stage. The sustainability talks for the first time. The three of us all together with Mr. Jonathan Quinn. And exciting. looking forward to this. I'd like to do our Wednesday 10 a.m. live session, our networking event from Vegas, if I can figure that out. Also, I'm bringing all my podcast equipment so the three of us can do a podcast or two while we're there. Looking forward to it.
Cool. So what? All right. So what time are we going on?
That's a good question.
1:45.
Sweet. Perfect. So Wednesday.
Pacific Standard
Time. Wednesday, 1:45. Yes. We'll be on stage. Yep. And we'll try to, I'm going to try to live stream. I think we should all try to live stream and give everybody access to what we're going to have a conversation on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be pretty fun. And I'm just asking what time because I didn't know what time. I was flying in it. Like, I land at like 7. I'm like, I'm going to be there all day. So
we'll send a car, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. If, hey, I see Tim Bulkey's on here listening from the Ohio State. And Tim, if you're in Vegas, please meet me with a limo again, sir. That would be kind.
We can play darts and get wasted, Tim.
Yeah. Vegas, baby.
We've been there, done that.
You guys are so money. You don't even know it.
We don't even know it. Yeah.
We're gonna get wasted.
Let's get to the news. Let's get to the news. We got Waste 360. I will not be wasted. I'm still dealing with gout. The Southern Baptist thing is, you know,
that's a rich man's disease, right? Gout.
It's something like that. I don't know. It sucks because I can't play basketball. Hey guys, so I read this article in Packaging Digest this morning, and it got me all sorts of excited. I got to speak at the AICC event in Kansas City, Missouri, and where Avelio did. And I were speaking at the same event, didn't get to see each other, which was sad. Yeah. But I was talking about this convergence of packaging and recycling and NFT and cryptocurrency. I'll actually be at another event for the AICC in Chicago. And I saw this article and it got me really excited. So essentially, there's a game coming out. I don't know if is my screen showing. I just have it up here. Can you guys see my screen or no? That's like the...
There it is.
Hey, it's here on Packaging Digest. And essentially what it is, from what I can gather, the game is still in beta testing. It's supposed to be coming out on iOS and Android. But it appears as though when you take actions in the game, you can create real world consequences. So one of them is if you earn enough value in game and you plant a tree, then a tree gets planted in the world. It appears as though they're also going to be using some form of AR and VR similar to like Pokemon Go. Where awesome. if you're recycling, then you get credits within the game through some type of NFT. So I love this concept to engage people. Let's see, where was it here down at the bottom? The crypto lovers and mobile gamers and millennials, right? Like it's taking this unique look at recycling, but it's not boring. Like recycling and sustainability can be fun, can be engaged. I would say this, it has to be. Yeah. It can't just be like, and we're going to talk about, you know, the recycling rates and the EPA and all this kind of stuff, right? Like there is very like pragmatic stuff that comes to sustainability. But if we can't find a way to make it fun and engaging and exciting, then I think we're going to be doing ourselves a disservice because it can be. So shout out to these people, Harmonia, Goya's Land, and Z-Loop. I'm excited to see this game when it comes out with game creator Playtix. So that's what I saw. Let's give credit here to Rick Lingle at Packaging Digest for writing the article, but super cool stuff. Yeah. I'm going to be excited to check it out. I'll give a real quick plug here. If you don't, because I've tried to also make not only recycling sustainability fun and exciting, but also sales. Like if you sell packaging, you can also make it fun and exciting. And I just launched a class. You can go to sellingpackaging.com and learn how to make sales fun, how to use modern tools to engage with your customers. There's my little plug. Thanks, guys.
And I can attest to it. It's a great course. I'm taking it right now.
Oh, thanks, Corey. You're the one. Thanks.
I'm the guy.
You're the one.
Thank you, Julie, for sending that to me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Julie.
Good stuff, guys. So we talked about recycling rates. So Corey, what have you heard?
Yeah, I read an article today about the EPA trying to regulate or change regular plastic into reclassify it into toxic waste, which I feel like will add some challenges into the world of recycling. You know, that's I understand the idea behind it, but I don't know if it's a positive step in the right direction. Maybe they're trying to push the issue and make it so recyclers have to handle it a certain way. And so they just can't leave it in yards for years and years outside and leaching into the soil. But I don't know if people are going to want to touch this stuff if it's considered toxic waste. You know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you, once you've classified it as toxic waste, it's got to be handled a completely separate manner, right? So it's already complicated enough to recycle plastic as it is. Adding this extra layer, I think, makes things even more difficult. And I feel like every time, every week, we're talking about plastic. And funny enough, the three of us are not in the plastics industry.
I know. I know.
And yeah, you know, I remember when we first started all this, you know, a big part of my job is moving brands away from plastic into paper products. And I was pretty hardcore anti-plastic in every scenario. And it wasn't until we started speaking and people like Jonathan Quinn and others started chiming in and explaining, like, you know, here are the benefits of different areas that we use plastic, that actually changed my mind. I still feel there's a lot of opportunity to replace it in a ton of different scenarios, but there are clear cut scenarios where, unfortunately, plastic is the best solution we've got today. But like looking at some of the, you know, some of the statistics that were released here just last week, that the US is, our recycling rate is 5%, which is pretty terrible.
Now, is that, so I haven't read that report. Is that five, because what's the stat there, the quote, there's lies, damned lies, and then statistics. So I'm always curious, not to say that it's incorrect, but is that like, of all plastics that are manufactured or used in the US, only 5% are recycled? Because if that's the case, that's unsurprising to me, because there's a lot of plastics that are used in industrial applications, that are used in, you know, flexible films and shipping and things like that, that they don't actually get recycled through a traditional
commercial. They're never intended to be recycled, right? Correct.
Yeah. Right. So there's no way we're going to read all this in the next 2 minutes, by the way.
We're going to read the entire thing.
Okay. Everyone settle in, get your coffee. Elio's going to read the 2021 US facts and figures, and we will have no one listening by the end.
All 47 pages. No, but I do want to point out, you know, this is by the last beach cleanup and Beyond Plastics, which, you know, I think you have to take a look at that as not necessarily suspect, but just be critical of who is providing the information and the lens that they're looking at it through. You know, you get through facts and figures. I think there's a way for me to like show the entire screen here. But of course, there's language like, you know, that they're perpetrating the myth. Immediately it's less about the actual statistics and more.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, again, not saying that this is wrong, not saying that this is not something that has some factual information in here. But again, if it's, you know, if we're talking statistics, using terms like a paltry 5.6 versus just stating the actual facts has a lot of ways to manipulate the reader. So definitely, you know, you can hunt this down, take a look at it. I'll include a link that you guys can check it out yourselves. But everybody is sharing this information. All the news outlets are sharing this information. You know, I've shared it as well. And
yeah.
Again, I think you've got to read it and make a decision for yourself. Just because people are sharing on actual news stations, they're just looking for content, sharing information, not really looking at it from, you know, from the actual perspective.
That was something I put out on LinkedIn actually over the weekend. I read that 80% of content on social media is created by 10% of the users, and there's this interesting mental game that plays on us where we think that this is what everybody believes because it's being shared across social media platforms, when really it's what 10% of the people believe, right? Like, so it's hard to read this stuff. And I kind of have a a law in life, which is if somebody has something to sell, then you need to really dig into the numbers they're giving you, right? So if this was like, hey, this is a, you know, quote, third party independent review of recycling that didn't have anything to sell, then it would just, it would be really boring to read, but you get a lot of facts and figures. This clearly is something that was written by agencies with a point to prove, right? So it's just good to have that perspective. I'm not telling you that they're wrong, by the way. I'm just saying, right, like, gather that perspective in and read it with, I don't know, as objectively as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Camille Core.
What's up, Camille?
Who's been on a few Camille. Of the podcasts. She says consumer packaging is very visible. However, if you look at the actual use of hidden plastics, I can see where they came to that conclusion.
Agreed.
Yeah. Plastic is a necessary component of many things that we use. Look at our headphones and our computers and our cell phones and all of the things around us. It's an incredible material. We're just talking about packaging right now. And I think that's the skew. And it's frustrating that they're skewing that number.
Yeah, and you'll see that
they're just using the numbers to prove their point, right? Like I call it eisegetical interpretation, which is a fancy pastoral term, which is like when you read something, you have your idea of what you believe is true, and then you read that into the information and you get confirmation that what you believe is true, versus exegetical, which means to pull out of. So you just read the information, you observe what is objectively true, and then you formulate your opinions based on observable truth, not previously agreed upon truth. So it sounds like there might be a little bit of that going on. But again, I haven't read it. I'm not going to eisegetically interpret something I haven't read.
Yeah, right. You can't.
Same.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Really looking forward to seeing you guys Wednesday. This is exciting. The first time the all four of us guys will be together. Mr. Jonathan Quinn, I saw him say he's getting on a plane here soon to go. He's being honored tomorrow tomorrow as one of the 40 under 40 top people in the packaging world of waste land. I don't know exactly the title, but we're excited for him.
Is there a 40 over 40 that three of us could qualify for?
That's what I was hoping for.
I'm in the 30 under 30, by the way.
I thought so. Yeah. The camera adds 20 years.
Yeah.
It does. It just grays you up a little bit, you know. Salt and peppers you.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome. All right, guys. So let's wrap this up and then we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, real quickly, let me just let everyone know if you have a guest that, or if you want to be on any one of our podcasts, you can go to encasemedia.com, which is encasemedia.com. And there's a link to apply to all. You could apply to each of our podcasts individually or just one of it. I mean, you just fill out some information. It's super quick and it's a way to get on. So nominate some people or nominate yourself too. There's no shame in that. So that's at incasemedia.com. You can also view our media kit there along with some other stuff that we'll be adding.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see you, Jonathan.
See you, Jonathan.
It's going to be great.
We're going to get wasted 360.
Yeah.
And talk packaging.
That's it, right?
Except for the pastor with gout.
Even better. All right, guys.
This is Packaging News Weekly with Adam Keefe, Corey Connors, and Avelio Matos.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging innovation and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.